This month on Hot 91.9, it's Mandela Day every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
We've got on the phone a lady by the name of Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hi there.
Welcome to Hot 91.9. How's your Friday? Are you freezing cold as well like the rest of us are?
Thank you. Yes, it's absolutely freezing.
It is, isn't it? Phew. Now, listen, we have been told about your story. We got an email and a message to Hot Cares from Lucy Neal, who I'm sure you are well aware of.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, my word.
She sent us a letter, and I want to tell everyone, if you don't mind, just the story that she basically gave us. She said that you've gone through an awful tough time recently.
That's right.
Your husband, who sadly is no longer with us, battled cancer for some time, and for any family, this is hugely, hugely debilitating. I mean, it just puts a spanner in the works. And of course, we all hold life so precious. We all fight, and of course, I'm sure that you fought alongside your husband for a long time. But it wasn't to be eventually. Your story, though, is a little bit, when I paint the picture for our listeners, and when I was told about you from Lucy, I mean, you're a stay-at-home mum. You've been there. You've got two children. Obviously, you have been the rock in the family foundation. You have been there throughout, and of course, now you find yourself in a position which is fairly difficult. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what's been going on in the last couple of months?
Well, my husband has been suffering from cancer for 3 years, and he had an operation at the end of last year, and we thought he was in remission. And he had not been able to work while he had his treatment.
Yeah.
And then while he was in remission, he tried to get a job, unable to get a job to support us, and we've been absolutely battling. He had to cash in his pension and lift off his pension while he was having all his treatments.
Yeah.
And then a month ago, he just dropped down dead. And they told me he had a heart attack. So I don't know if it was from that or the cancer. But now we left with literally no money and a lot of debt to pay. And it's very difficult, as you can imagine, with two children.
Oh, I mean, yes, we sort of can imagine, but for any of us that are not going through that situation at the moment, very difficult to understand. I mean, you've got a 22-year-old son at university, a 19-year-old daughter. How are they doing?
They're struggling. My son is studying part-time, and he's trying to help me by working part-time. He earns the minimum wage. And my daughter is a gap year. She matriculated last year.
Yeah.
Go to university, but the funding didn't come through for her in time, so we couldn't send her to university this year. And now I don't know how I'm going to be able to send her to university next year. She's applying for bursaries and trying all she can. And I'm going to have to try and go and find a job. It's very difficult for a woman in her 50s.
Have you ever worked before?
I did work before I had my children, and I've done sort of like part-time work over the years, but nothing.
You've done the job of bringing up children, and that's a bigger job than anyone can have in their entire life.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Listen, I can't bring back your husband, and I'm sure that you wish that that would be what anyone could do, but you and I both know that's not possible. And I can't solve all the problems for you in the world either. But what I can do is I can help you out with the things that we know are troubling you at the moment. And I know one of the things, and it may sound like a little thing, but, you know, it's, as you say, it's tight. It's very tight. You've still got bills to pay, and you've got an oven that's fallen apart.
That's right.
Well, you got to eat, my dear. You can't just give up. You got to eat. So we're going to give you a brand new eye-level oven. That's done. 12.5 grand sorted. No problem.
Word. I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
That's fine. That's the least we can do for you. We're also going to give you some groceries as well to go with that, because there's no use having an oven without some food. You know, you got to have some food.
Thank you so much.
And that's a small bit, but, you know, you've got to get with your two children, and you've got to take them out for dinner. And we've spoken to our friends at Monte Cassino, and they're going to sort a dinner out for you, and you must go out and you must have some dinner. Because I think the most important thing right now is for you as a family unit to be together and to bond. Because when you lose, a husband, when you lose a father, it's traumatic, and time together is the most important time.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. And listen, I just want you to know that everyone, I'm sure, who's listening to this radio station at the moment feels an awful lot of empathy and is there with you. We don't want you to give up. You know, Nelson Mandela never gave up. It's tough. It's hard. And you've just got to look forward. Life is still worth living.
It'll get better,
Lisa.
I've got
to be there for my kids.
You got to be there for your kids, my dear. And thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
This month, Hot Cares on Hot 91.9 is touching 100 lives with your help. Together, we're making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.